Good afternoon, everyone. I'm presenting today on using a lean approach, which is the process improvement approach, to implement the patient-centered medical home model at a community health center. I do not have any relationships to disclose, and just before getting started, I'd like to briefly acknowledge the project team at Altarum Institute, as well as the project team at Penobscot Community Healthcare, specifically Sharon Swanson. If I could ask you to just give a wave so people can identify you and potentially speak with you after the presentation if they so choose. I'm going to be discussing some components of the patient-centered medical home using lean as a method of implementing elements of the patient-centered medical home and potential lessons learned for other practices. Altarum Institute is a nonprofit health systems research and consulting organization, and in 2008, Altarum launched the Community Health Center Innovation Mission Project. This was an effort to enhance organizational capacity, operational capacity at health centers, very much in recognition of the central role that health centers play in the healthcare system, in particular serving underserved populations. Altarum collaborated with four federally qualified health centers. We offered technical assistance and support to the centers based on an area of need that they identified. Penobscot Community Healthcare was one of these centers. PCHC is located in Bangor, Maine. It is the largest health center in Maine, one of the largest in all of New England. Serves approximately 50,000 patients with a staff of 600, 15 practices across the greater Bangor region. As with most health centers, serves a predominantly lower income population. At the same time that Altarum launched a partnership with PCHC, the health center was selected to participate in a statewide patient-centered medical home pilot. This was an effort to improve health outcomes for Maine residents and also, in doing so, lower healthcare costs. And as many of you know, the patient-centered medical home model is truly a holistic approach to care, comprehensive primary care across healthcare settings, across the healthcare system, across the patient lifespan. Truly a transformation for organizations, and many are left with trying to determine how best to implement the many components and elements of the patient-centered medical home model. So this is where lean comes in. When we were having our planning discussions with PCHC, they identified elements of the medical home model as an area where they needed assistance. And in addition to just helping them operate more efficiently, given their tremendous growth since the inception of the organization. And so Altarum has expertise in lean and lean tools and techniques. And so for those of you who don't know, lean is a set of principles and tools that originated in the manufacturing industry. The basic takeaway message is minimize waste and maximize value. Value is seen in the eye of the customer, and the customer in this instance is, of course, the patient. And some leaders, you know, the bigger names in healthcare, Intermountain Healthcare, Denver Health, Virginia Mason, they've sort of led the way with lean, and it's just been gradually adopted by more healthcare organizations. Altarum supported PCHC in adopting the lean approach in two key ways: training in principles and tools, and by facilitating events called value stream mapping. This lean tool, value stream mapping, is primarily what PCHC used as a means to implement some of those components that we just talked about with the patient-centered medical home. So value stream mapping, in this instance, PCHC gathered 35 participants, each representing different roles of the patient visit process. So they wanted to look, in order to know where they need to go for patient-centered medical home, they needed to understand where they currently are. How does the process currently work? How does the patient navigate through that system? And so the first step, it's a full-day event, is mapping out the current state. Step by step, how does a patient go through the process? The second, and what are the associated problems related with that? Where does that system break down? The second full day is focused on creating a future state or an ideal state where no problems exist and where the model of care is represents the patient-centered medical home model, so incorporating some elements that we'll talk about in a moment. And third, the third day is developing an action plan, and that's just what it sounds like, a list of action items that are needed in order to get from the current state to the future state. And so these are the list of 10 core expectations that PCHC was required to implement as part of their participation in the state pilot. I'm not going to go through each of them. They're each fairly large undertaking. I will just draw your attention to those highlighted in red. Team-based approach to care, so just expanding the role of non-physician providers into the care team. Population risk stratification and management. This is proactively identifying those patients at risk for adverse health outcomes. And practice integrated care management, managing patient care specific to their individual needs and conditions. PCHC chose to focus on these three elements in their first value stream mapping event. This is just what it looks like. It's fairly non-high-tech. Large sheet of paper with post-its and a lot of scribbling. just mapping out, like I said, each step of the process. And I think it's useful to have a solid example for you. At the stage in the process where they were identifying the future, they were mapping out the future state map and the future state of the patient visit. They had to integrate care management, one of those patient-centered medical home components, into that process. So they talked about, what does that mean in our center? How do we go about doing that? And they broke it down into very concrete tasks. Well, you have to hire care managers. You have to create job descriptions in Lean. That's standard work for care managers. Develop care plan guidelines and so forth. So each one of these action items was assigned a responsible individual, and these were followed up on a regular basis. So there was an element of accountability that went along with this. So to understand staff experiences with using Lean, and specifically using Lean to implement the patient-centered medical home components, Altarum interviewed, we conducted semi-structured interviews with staff, a sample of the staff involved, roughly an hour long on site, and these were recorded so that we could, for future transcription. We had a team that analyzed the data using InVivo, conducted a reliability test, and identified themes regarding usefulness of Lean, factors that facilitated and hindered the process, added value and initial outcomes, and then strategies to spread and sustain the application. I'm not going to talk about all of those outcomes today because we just don't have time. But initially, staff members did associate Lean with advancing implementation of 6 of those 10 core expectations that I mentioned earlier. So the first 3 we talked about, mainly they associated the fact that care managers and health coaches were integrated in each of the main practice sites at the conclusion of our partnership, as well as the use of these care managers and some realignment of medical assistant responsibilities as part of helping to achieve the core expectation of team-based approach to care. And they also took preventive measures in identifying those patients that had gaps in care. And access to care, commitment to reducing waste was one of the expectations, unnecessary healthcare spending, they identified that with just Lean thinking in general, how do I cut out waste out of my processes. And then finally, demonstrated leadership was a core expectation of the pilot, and they associated the more active and visible role of the leadership within their organization as part of achieving this element. The features specific to Lean that were associated with facilitating the process, Lean provided structure. So the value stream mapping event is a dedicated amount of time for folks that are otherwise very busy and oversubscribed as it is to sit and problem solve and determine how best to implement patient-centered medical home. The changes that are implemented are bottom up. They're driven by the people who are closest to the work. So they thought that Lean helped in terms of creating buy-in. Lean was commonly referred to as the nuts and bolts tools, the tools that were needed, the means to the end. The end was the PCMH, and the tools helped them get to that point. And then finally, establishing accountability. I mentioned that the action item list has a name attached to it and a target date. So they felt that it really forced them to move forward, and otherwise things might have just fallen off as the daily crush of patients takes over. So. Other initial outcomes associated with Lean, again, these are based on qualitative data findings. Staff members associated Lean with simplified and standardized processes, improvements in communication. Lean is very much focused on team building and collaboration across staff and teamwork, smoother patient flow in general. And they also saw an effect, they observed an effect related to cost, quality, and access. PCHC, the health center, did collect quantitative data that are listed here on a monthly basis by provider, by practice. There are some limitations. In general, it has been a challenge associating certain lean changes with quantifiable outcomes. This is because some of the changes are small, they're just do-its. Get a new scale for the hallway because it's creating, you know, the one we currently have is creating a bottleneck. Well, that's been associated with improved flow, but how do you actually quantify that? So that's just been a challenge, and in our review of the literature, it's also been a challenge for other organizations as well. That being said, there is some compelling data that we have based on certain lean changes. One provider in particular, she installed computers on wheels and printers in her exam room after participating in the value stream mapping event. This was an action item. She had resisted this for various reasons, and she estimated that in a plan, do, study, act cycle, PDSA, she estimated that was saving her roughly 3 to 4 minutes, and based on her cycle time and comparing 2009 to 2010, that actually was saving her time. It was saving her approximately 4 to 5 minutes. So similarly, the integration of care management, care managers in this one particular practice that's highlighted here were hired and integrated into the system in April 2010, and that may correlate with improvements in mammogram and pap tests for patients who needed them. Overall lessons learned, lean in this experience of PCHC simplified and accelerated the organization's transition to the medical home model. I heard numerous times it would have been much more complicated. It would have taken longer. We would have maybe done it. It just would have taken longer. It would have, it really helped to simplify. And the value stream mapping event in particular provided a framework for otherwise broad concepts that sound really good and breaking them down into tangible action items. Overall, lean has helped. It's a very powerful approach to manage change within the organization, empowering staff, and also, this is critical to a community health center, maximizing their existing capacity. These are organizations that are facing increased demand for services, and they don't have excess staff, and they don't have excess money. So lean is a tool that helps people work to the top of their license. This is a phrase that was used frequently at the health center. I can't stress this next bullet enough. Leadership really sets the tone. In order for any initiative to be successful, right, you need buy-in from the top down. But lean requires a lot of upfront investment of time. They dedicated 3,500 staff hours to this project. And for a health center, that's providers and staff outside of providing care, and that translates to lost revenue. So that's definitely a cost and an understand and what was referred to as a leap of faith. At the same time, they did feel that in the long run, it was for the benefit of the organization. And finally, these are two major change initiatives that they were undergoing at the same time. Lean is referred to as a transformation. PCMH is certainly a transformation. So you're combating change with change. And that's a challenge. So there's a lot of new terminology, a lot of language. You're at high risk for change fatigue among your staff. And so one way, I think, to help with that is to just identify those similar characteristics. Actually, there are ways in which lean and PCMH overlap and complement one another. And those are listed here. They're both culture shift, very much focused on the team versus the individual. They place the patient at the center, and they can be tailored based on your organization. There's no one-size-fits-all approach for lean. There's no one-size-fits-all approach for PCMH. And so finally, you know, this is the experience of one community health center. So obviously, findings are, they have limited generalizability. At the same time, we do feel that the lessons learned may be applicable to other organizations. And I just like this last quote. Patient-centered medical home is a journey. It's not a destination. It's a huge undertaking, and it's overwhelming. What better thing to do than to have a tool that everyone can use to figure out how to do it better? So thank you very much.